joined us and the Rich Thomas weather app was introduced, it was up to 30,000. You more than doubled that now.
So a lot of people that are with us, and we're very happy, and we hope everybody stays weather aware tonight.
Well, if you want those instant notifications on Watches and Mornings, get it. Download it. It's free at the App Store. News and Views is next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting for people to watch the attorney general's press conference this morning before a redacted version of the Mueller report comes out. Some Democrats accusing William Barr of trying to help the president.
This is wrong. It is not the proper role of the attorney general.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler last night.
We will not have the special counsel Robert Mueller at the news conference. That's really in line with the special counsel regulations that dictate that the report was confidential to the attorney general, and it was his call what would be public and what would be sent to Congress.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. And the age to get married in Arkansas increasing now to 17 after a legislation signed by the governor. It was 16 for girls, 17 for boys with parental consent. If the girl was pregnant, a judge could approve a marriage regardless of her age. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a breezy, warm day ahead with a high temperature in the lower 80s. I think much of the day will be dry, especially through the morning and through much of the afternoon. But later in the afternoon, some thunderstorms start to pop up. They become more numerous tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. And overnight, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with the threat of damaging wind gusts and the risk of tornadoes as well. Make sure you have your weather radio or our weather app next to you that can wake you up in the event of a warning for your area. Do not risk your life on hearing a tornado siren. Tomorrow, after the storms, look for a breezy, cool day. A few leftover showers around. High temperature in the low 60s. It'll seem cooler. Down to the mid-40s on Friday night. Up only into the upper 60s, but the sun will be out on Saturday and a nice Easter Sunday with a high near 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. With the threat of severe weather in the forecast, two weather sirens in Autauga County are not working right now. The EMA director says two sirens in the Marbury area were recently hit by lightning and could be down for weeks. He says everyone needs to have multiple ways to get severe weather alerts. An abortion bill that would make almost all abortions illegal was approved by a House committee Wednesday. Republican Representative Terry Collins says the goal of her bill is to spark a court case to challenge the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion. And security improvements are on the way for the Dallas County Courthouse. Officials are planning to install metal detectors at the entrances to the main courthouse. The security camera system has also been upgraded. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Let's face it. We all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house loss, and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
People say you're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune.
I would adopt this as my theme song if I was Donald Trump.
Back on top.
Because he's back on top.
I said
that press conference was marvelous. I don't know if you watched any of it. Absolutely dynamite press conference moments ago. Started about 8:35 our time, 9:35 Trump time. Went about 24 minutes or so. Wrapped up shortly before 9 o'clock. Bill Barr.
Not Bill
I keep wanting to say Bob Barr.
Bob Barr or Bill Barr?
Bill
Now I'm totally
Barr.
Confused.
The Attorney General of the United States held a press conference, and it was dynamite. He pulled no punches. He completely 100% cleared the President of the United States.
You mean the pre-release spin?
No, this was not.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah.
Oh. Why doesn't he just release the whole thing? Unredacted.
He explained that. He explained
he
that
did?
In the press conference. Yeah. He said,
well, I don't believe any of his
Well, he said, I'm going to release the entire thing.
And you have to redact parts.
And some of it's going to be redacted. He gave four categories of redactions. One is it would jeopardize a present investigation into the Internet Research Agency, the Russian firm, or it would jeopardize an investigation into people like Roger Stone. He said, we don't want to jeopardize those investigations. Second reason is the national intelligence community has said these particular sentences or words will jeopardize sources or methods. There were a couple more small ones. I can't remember what they were, but he said none of them came from the White House. None of them were suggested by the White House. None of them came from any political consideration whatsoever. They all came from the department or the intelligence community. It was just a dynamite, absolute clearing. Actually, you know what? Normally in the studio, we watch Fox News. I want to switch over to a salt mine and see if I can watch CNN for a little bit.
See if
on
we can,
one.
Oh, man, they got.
And
one.
MSNBC on the other. They got Jake Tapper in here looking like he just came off a meth bender. MSNBC, you can tell that it was a dynamite press conference because the lower chyron is 100% neutral. On CNN and MSNBC. All it says is Attorney General to release Mueller report on MSNBC.
CNN had to get a little dig in. Redacted.
Release of redacted Mueller report is imminent. But they got Gloria Borger and Dana Bash. And guys, this is a wonderful day to be an American. It is an even better day to be a Trump fan. Everything I've told you has come to fruition. Robert Mueller was not out to destroy the President of the United States, nor did he destroy the President of the United States. He basically did anything less than what Mueller did, they would have always said Mueller didn't clear him.
Right.
If Mueller had come out and hired a bunch of Republican operatives, a bunch of Republican donors, a bunch of Republican lawyers, They would have said, well, this was a Republican operation from the beginning. You know, Mueller technically is a Republican.
Right.
He was appointed first by a Republican president. If he would have come out and the president of the United States would have been like, yeah, Mueller, let's wait and see what he has to say. This Mueller seems to be a pretty decent guy. But let's see what Mueller has to say. We'll sit back and patient. They'll say, oh, my gosh, the fix is in. The president isn't scared. If the president's not scared, that means the fix is in. If the president and Rosenstein hadn't gotten crossways, can you imagine what they would have said about the integrity of the investigation? Man. The president had to get crossways with Rosenstein. There had to be a special. Can you imagine if Sleepy Jeff had done this investigation? Can you imagine the sleepy Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, if he would have half snoozed his way through an investigation?
It's two. I need to take a nap. Is Trump clear yet?
It had to go this way, guys. It had to go this way. It didn't have to go past the midterms, and I think it probably cost him the House. Yeah. But it had to go this way. The president had to have a special counsel that he was adverse to. There had to be a deputy attorney general he was adverse to. I've been telling people this from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Had it gone any other way, had Sessions not recused himself, it would have had no integrity. They would have said, well, Sessions is overseeing this whole thing.
Little Jeffy?
Sleepy Jeff. But I hate to get on the radio and beat my chest and say I was right and I told you so. I can't tell you how many times.
He does. You can tell he hates it.
I hate it.
He hates it.
There's not a smile on my face, is there, Dave?
He's so unhappy.
I haven't laughed all morning.
Literally unhappy.
I haven't smiled. I didn't.
Mad.
I wasn't whistling Dixie coming up
nope,
the back hallway.
Sure wasn't. Sure wasn't. Nope, not at all.
It had to go this way. And I sat on the radio for 2.5 years telling people, 2 full years, a little over 2 years, telling people, just trust, guys. Just sit back. Just take it easy. This is not a mission to destroy the president of the United States. Rod Rosenstein would have been removed. Look, you get one shot to be president. One shot.
One shot.
And if you think Rod Rosenstein is orchestrating a coup to take you out, you fire him or put him in prison. If you think Jeff Sessions recusing himself is causing you, his continued recusal is causing your presidency to be in jeopardy, you fire him and replace him. If you think Special Counsel Mueller is leading a coup to replace the President of the United States, you get rid of him.
Yeah.
You get rid of anybody and everybody, and you force Congress with all, and as popular as Donald Trump is, you force a Republican-controlled Congress to get the necessary votes to get you out.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, from the beginning, today is where this was headed. Today is where this is headed. And now, We go on offense. The fake defense is over. Now we go on offense. And for the next 6 or 8 months leading up to the campaign 2020 kickoff, which kicks off in earnest around Easter next year. So we got about a year.
Yeah.
For the next year, you're going to see absolute hell rain down on some of these people. Beginning with the release of the Inspector General report that's going to take aim at Christopher Steele, according to a report in Politico this morning. And then it's going to kick up from there, and all hell's going to break loose. It's going to be bad if you're not a Trump fan.
Do you think that these folks on CNN, do you think that their stage director was like, look very stern?
They look like they're
at
a funeral.
Look like you're going to a funeral. Every one of them looks like they're at a funeral.
Gloria Borger has spent the last 2 years on CNN explaining that Trump absolutely coordinated 1,000%
with the Russians and obstructed justice.
And obstructed justice, and he was going to probably be impeached.
Even if collusion is not technically a crime, the cover-up's worse than the crime.
The cover-up's worse than the crime.
Barron.
That's what got Nixon. This is very Nixonian. Let's take a call. 272-9228. Who is this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
I thought it was interesting. I was watching this on Fox, and then as soon as it was over, I listened to Fox for a minute, but I switched over to MSNBC just in time to catch the first thing out of Lion Bryan's mouth. At 68 years old, Barr's legacy will be, I took one for the team.
Yeah, well.
What in
What? You know what Brian Williams' legacy is?
He's a liar.
He lied about being on a helicopter.
He wasn't shot at a helicopter? Because as soon as I was like, wait, Lion Bryan. Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah. That was his legacy. Appreciate the call, Jim. 272-9228 if you want to get in. We'll take your calls, particularly from those of you who spent the last 2 years chastising me. I won't call you out by name, but I'm thinking of you, and you know who you are. Those of you who spent the last 2 years saying, Barron, I don't understand. I don't understand, Mr. Barron. But Barron, how on earth can you think Mueller's a good guy? Look what he's doing. Why would he arrest a patriot like Roger Stone? Hey, Roger Stone's a fine guy. He's a big Trump supporter. There's no doubt about it. Do you know the history of Roger Stone?
Yeah.
He's one of the most horrific human beings on earth.
Yeah, but unabashedly.
His personal life is a total dumpster fire.
No, but he likes that.
Yeah.
Like, that's his thing. I'm terrible.
He is terrible.
My favorite thing about Roger Stone is in that Netflix thing,
mm-hmm.
where they say that most people would lie to act like they had less to do with something.
Yeah.
He'd lie to sound like he had more to do with it.
This is probably
what got him indicted, frankly.
I have an excerpt from his book, The Making of a President 2016. I read this book, by the way. You know what Hoopla is?
Hoopla.
Hoopla.
Yeah.
Free books from the library.
Oh, that's what Hoopla means?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Hoopla is an app.
Oh, I thought you...
You go to the Montgomery Public Library.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then you sign in with your library card number and name.
Okay.
And you can open a Hoopla account and you get free books online.
I should probably do that.
Oh, it's... Do you have a library card, right? David. You really don't have a library card?
No.
There's one thing you must do to be in a community. I had a library card in Monroe County, Florida. I had one in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. I had one in Monroe County, Indiana. You always have to join the local library.
You sound like my mom.
David, go get a library card.
I mean, yeah.
Why on earth would you not?
Sounds inconvenient.
There are branches all over the river region.
Why?
So you can get free books on Hoopla.
Well, I mean, I'm good with that. Now that I don't have to, like, check out books.
No,
I mean,
you do it all from the comfort of your home. Anyway, they had this book, The Making of a President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. It was Roger Stone's book.
Mm-hmm.
Here is an excerpt from it. I want you to understand you're not dealing with a normal president. In 1989, I was working for Donald Trump as a lobbyist in Washington, handling currency transaction rules that his casinos were subject to. I believed I'd worked out regulatory language acceptable to the regulators, subject to Donald's approval. I called Donald at his office asking if I could jump what was then the Eastern Shuttle from D.C. to New York and meet him at noon in his Manhattan office. Donald told me he couldn't meet because he was leaving for Atlantic City with a group of executives by helicopter. I convinced him to wait for me, sending the executives on ahead and having the chopper return to pick up Trump and bring him to Atlantic City later. Shortly after, I was ushered into Donald's office. His ashen-faced assistant, Norma Federer, told Donald that New Jersey State Police Superintendent Clint Pagano was on the phone. Trump put him on speaker. I'm sorry to say the helicopter your company chartered crashed into the Pinelands and everyone aboard was killed. Are you certain? Trump asked. 100%, said the veteran cop. The women at the Trump organization were openly weeping with Trump losing Steve Hyde and Mark Eates, his two top gaming executives. Hyde was a Mormon with 12 children and a pleasure to work with when I represented the casino company on a few issues. Donald had Norma place calls to the widows. He spoke with each of them, and in some cases, Trump's calls about their husband's death was the first news of the cataclysmic event. While Trump may have booked other appointments after mine, I know that his life was spared to save our republic and restore economic vitality. This was the point at which I realized Trump had been put on Earth for a larger purpose. This was the point I realized he one day would be president. I'm telling you guys, Donald Trump is no ordinary man. He is probably going to go down as the greatest president in the history of mankind. He took on a $2 to $4 billion media effort to take him out. He took on the Clinton machine. He took on the Obama machine. He took on the globalists, the corporatists, the whores that represent the globalists and corporatists. And today, with the release of the Mueller report and the press conference by Attorney General Bill Barr, Donald Trump sits in the best position he's sat in since January 20, 12:01 p.m., 2017. If you do not like the President of the United States, get the hell out of his way. If you do like him, this is a fantastic day for America. It's a fantastic day either way. We'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward pet drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup. Cup. Oh, yeah.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup.
Chicken and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
One good thing about perennials, they return every year. Another good thing, the Home Depot has varieties, now two for just $10, usually $6.98 a piece. Healthy, happy, and regionally grown, so they're bred to thrive. Let them put down some roots and stay a while in your garden. Come next spring, they'll return the favor again and again. Today is the day for doing with perennials, two for just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Selection varies by store.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. Guys, welcome back in. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here from 9 to noon on a daily basis. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, one of the greatest news organizations on the entire planet. But that's because they have us for 3 hours a day, David.
They do.
We also have 15 hours of local talk radio emanating from these various studios on a daily basis. So tune in anytime between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. and you'll be entertained and informed by highly rated, high quality, excellent talk radio. But the only 3 hours we control is right here between 9 and noon. My friend Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. If you have not had an opportunity to buy a house or sell a house, maybe it's because you don't think you can, or maybe it's because you think it's a bigger hassle than it is, or maybe it's because you hadn't called Bo Goodson, 551-0225, 551-0225, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. He's great, man. If you want to buy a house, if you want to sell a house, maybe you have a house, but you want to rent it. I was talking to somebody the other day that had a rental management company overseeing one of their houses, and they were frustrated with this. They felt like they were being overcharged for that. I said, have you contacted Bo Goodson? 551-0225? I mean, you don't have to be frustrated. You don't have to use one of these other companies. You can use the best. 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. He also does a real estate school. You can do it online if you want to get licensed with relative rapidity. But he's good. He's a good man. 40-plus years in the business, knows everything. Bo Goodson, give him a call. You will not be disappointed. I promise. 551-0225. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here from 9 to noon. Randall?
Yeah, Bo to the bone. You're bad, ain't
it? How do you feel today, Randall, knowing that Bill Barr, Robert Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, and the whole crew have now cleared your favorite president?
Well, you know... If you don't go on offense, I guess you got to go on offense now. And I already knew, you know what I mean? We knew it was coming, and I feel good, but I don't like, you know what I mean? You know how I am, man. I'm skeptical. 84 even got me thinking they ain't going to talk about it on CNN, MSNBC. So I'm glad that to see that come up at the bottom, you know what I mean? And at least they all got it pinned and at least got folks' eye on it. And, they still ain't got nothing to hang their hat on. I mean, this is it. I guess after this, what else do they got? I mean, besides racism and folks being, gay and wanting to take the stuff up. And they ain't got nothing else. So, I'm ready. I'm ready for him to go on offense now. I mean, he done showed his hand. They done cleared him. So, it ain't no sense in us backing up no more. I mean, it's time to go, bro. Put the head down, be Bear Bryant on.
Yeah, Donald just tweeted a little bit, game over. That ought to produce a little salt. I'm in salt mining mode, by the way.
Why would he say game over, though?
Because it's game over for these losers on the left that are trying to get rid of him. He is your your favorite president. He'll be there forever. Now CNN has keyed on a sentence here where it says Mueller looked at 10 episodes involving Trump and obstruction. Right, but you know what they concluded? There wasn't any.
In a 10-episode run?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
Limited edition Netflix show.
I wish you would have tweeted interception. That would have been the ticket. That would have been the tweet you should have put out, interception. It's our ball now, baby. Well, it's time to run with it. It's just like you said, it can't happen to it. He got to put it in his mind. It ain't about Trump no more. It's about this cannot happen to America again. It can't happen to another president. This is the only man that had the protection to pull this off. If he didn't have Saudi Arabia on his team from building that that Trump Tower back in New York when he put them boys in there years ago back in the early 90s. And if it weren't for Saudi Arabia and him having his home front stoked, he'd even be dead or we wouldn't even be hearing about this. So he's got to take the ball and run with it, man. He's got to. He can't let this fall back.
No. He's going to go on offense right now. And while he's on offense, it's going to be just brilliant to watch. This is the single greatest president of my lifetime, without a doubt. Ronald Reagan now taking a back seat. I need to rename my oldest daughter from Reagan to Trump. Start calling her Trump.
Don.
Donnie. Thanks for your call, Randall. This is a wonderful, wonderful day to be an American. I hope everybody remembers, like they do on other wonderful days, where you were when you heard. Where were you when you heard Bill Barr cleared Donald J. Trump? Well, I know where I was. I was in the office downstairs, Blue Water Broadcasting, getting ready for today's show, watching the press conference. I don't care how many episodes Mueller looked at involving Trump and obstruction. He didn't find any obstruction. I'm glad he looked at it.
Right, exactly. Isn't that the point?
The point of an investigation is to be thorough. So he should have looked at it. I just don't. It's so frustrating. Hollis, comment, Charles.
Chill. Randall, my brother. Trump on.
I'd have brought you guys in together if I'd have known you wanted to talk to
him. I don't see why you didn't.
Well, you didn't tell me you wanted to talk to Randall.
Okay, all right. Randall, my buddy. Can't say that about you.
I'm your buddy.
The rest of
I'm
y'all.
All you got.
I've been trying to tell y'all all the time. Trump on. That's all you got to do.
I've been trumping on, Charles.
I've never stopped.
Now,
when I come into the bar, to those fellows whose skin color is the same as mine, and y'all have on this different Auburn and Alabama attire, Trump on.
Okay.
The Johnny Holmes, the Alvin Knight, the Albert Brubakers, the Dick Sankeys, Trump on. Omar, out of Minnesota, or should we call her Black Hawk Down? Trump on.
Wow.
That sweet little pooty thing up there in the Bronx. Otasco.
She's kind of cute.
Trump on. Baby darling, Trump on.
He called her Black Hawk Down. I'm dead. Even I didn't come up with that one.
Holy mackerel. All right, amigos, we got to take a break. 272-9228. John, hold it tight. It's a great day to be an American. I'm glad Mueller looked at 10 episodes involving Trump and obstruction. CNN. I wish he'd have looked at 100. No obstruction. No obstruction. No withholding of documents. No assertion of executive approval. No obstruction. 34 minutes after 9.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a breezy, warm day in progress. I think the high temperature will be about 82. I think thunderstorms will pop up later on in the afternoon and become more numerous this evening and tonight, and especially in the overnight hours, and some of the storms will become severe. With the threat of damaging wind gusts and the risk of tornadoes, make sure your weather radio or our weather app is next to you and able to wake you up in the event of a warning for your area. Do not risk your life on hearing a tornado siren, all right? Behind the system tomorrow, it's going to be a breezy, cool day with high temperatures barely in the low 60s. It'll seem cooler with some leftover showers as well. Saturday, the sun is back out. It's cool, but then Sunday, Easter Sunday, is a beautiful day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
After 9 o'clock.
I don't play the same.
Guys, my friends at Auburn House Wash want to come clean your house. Are you kidding me? They want to come clean your house. Van, what do you mean clean my house? I mean the exterior of your house. The brick, the wood, the trim, the roof, the patio, the deck, the walkways, the driveway. They want to clean your house. They wash your house. They like give it a bath. It's really, really incredible. Go to their website or their Facebook page and check it out. It looks like a brand new house when they get done with it. It really, really does look like a brand new house when they get done with it. 826-WASH is how you get in touch with them. 826-WASH. 826, what would that be? 9274. Yeah, I'm going by the old telephone. 826-WASH. But you can also check them out online. AuburnHouseWash.com. AuburnHouseWash.com. And take a listen, folks. Make your website and your name of your business and everything, make it match. It's a whole lot easier for people to remember. If you want to get in touch with Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, mm-hmm. AuburnHouseWash.com. Auburn House Wash.
Yeah.
You look on Facebook, Auburn House Wash. You know, you don't have to remember six different things to find the business. Go to AuburnHouseWash.com, call 826-WASH, and get a quote from Spencer. You'll be amazed at how inexpensive it is. I won't say cheap because they do an excellent job. Low pressure. It's a low-flow system they use. It's fantastic. Check out some of the videos. AuburnHouseWash.com, 826-WASH. But, Baron, you sure seem to have a lot of advertisers these days. We do.
Yeah, because who listens?
Everybody. You know, when your ratings are as high as ours, a lot of people want to advertise because they want to reach listeners. When you got double-digit ratings, what's that? What's double-digit ratings? That means double-digit percentages of people at any given time, this time of morning, are listening to this program. Like you are. Like you are. Think of all the people in the River Region. Double-digit percentages of it. That's never been heard of this time of day. That's correct. And that's why we get a lot of advertising. But that's part of it. It's absolutely slaying the airwaves over here. That's, you know, Dave and Barron. People want to hear what's going on.
I mean, they do.
Want to hear what's going on. Clint.
Hey, good day, guys.
How are you doing, sir?
Good. You are correct. This is a great day for our president.
No doubt about it.
Yes. But I didn't have a doubt about it, no way.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So, I knew it was going to turn out like this, and good for him. And now these Dems, what else are they going to complain about?
Oh, they'll find something.
Oh, yeah, they're going to find something. Because they can't stand this. It's eating their lunch. Yeah, and it's great. And hey, Mr. Coleman, I hope Jack is doing okay.
Jack, I got an update. Jack is doing much better. Out of the hospital, he's into just an inpatient rehab. He's going to be, you know, he's got a little ways to go before he gets back on the air. But it, you know, all intents are that he'll be back on the air at some point in the future. So,
talk to him, let him know that Clint said.
Actually, talked to him. I talked to him about 50 minutes ago. An hour and a half ago now.
Good.
And he's doing well. He sounded great, and I'm going to go see him either tonight or tomorrow.
But you got to get a sidekick there with you now. So
yeah, Dave does a great job.
Dave's all right. He's all right for old boy, I guess.
Yeah. Well, if Clint says you're all right, that means you're doing a good job.
Well, thanks, Clint. I appreciate that.
Appreciate your call, Clint.
A high compliment on this Thursday.
No doubt about it. Chris.
Barron and Dave.
But Dave.
That me. That us.
That Dave.
hey, I was just talking about, first of all, the Democrats are never going to give up.
No.
I mean, they're already griping that.
Truthfully, they can't. I mean, remember how disappointed we were when the Republicans sort of gave up on Obama and started playing nice with him? You know, your job as a political party should be to stand in complete, total obstruction and opposition to the other party.
Yeah, and that's I'm glad you said that. Because, you know, what 8 years of Obama gave me, I sent you the article, is a intelligence community that has been overrun by liberals and Democrats. And it is not even partisan anymore. I mean, it's not even nonpartisan anymore. It's the most partisan part of our whole government, which is scary because they're also colluding with Facebook and all these other big tech organizations. God only knows the data and stuff they have on politicians to blackmail these guys. And we've talked about that before, too.
For sure.
But the problem I've got is that, you know, My whole thing is this FISA warrant stuff. I want to know what was the evidence to get a FISA warrant on the Trump campaign. I mean, that's the most important thing to me. If we're using FISA warrant as, you know, just some easy thing to get here, we got serious problems in this country. And that's dangerous to this democracy for sure.
Yeah, I think that they were saying that that's the next move. That's why part of it was redacted. Because the next move is to look at Steele and how that all came about.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I think this has Obama's prints all over it. That's why this guy has. Have you noticed he's been real quiet in the past few months? He really hasn't been speaking out much.
Do you know where Barack Obama is today?
Where is he?
Anybody want to take a stab at it?
He is in Kenya.
No, he's not in his homeland.
He's in Chicago.
He's not in Chicago.
Is it his giant Walden compound in Northeast D.C.?
I think he's in France, a non-extradition country. Uh-huh. He's spending a lot of time in the French Polynesian Islands and France itself. These are non-extradition countries.
That is interesting.
Yep.
I'd love to see that guy. I'd love to see him perp walk.
I don't want to see him perp walk because I think it sets a dangerous precedent.
Right.
But I'd love to see his scandal-free administration BS completely knocked down to size and show how they absolutely use the intelligence community to try to rig an election and take down a sitting president.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see
that. Well, if you have dirtbags like Clapper around you, you know that you're about as guilty as he is.
Right.
I mean, these people are just, I mean, I'm telling you, these people are subhuman, hate-filled,
easy.
Demonic.
Right?
Easy.
I can't even, there's no words how terrible they are and what damage they could have caused the country.
Yeah, I know.
It has caused it. I mean, but I'm telling you, the FISA warrant to me is the most important thing. I want to know how they got it, what led to it. And I want to know who the judge. I wish we could find out who the judge were. I mean, there's probably collusion there.
I agree with your sentiment, but let's leave the intermention out of it. All right, my friend.
All right, call
272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Miss Dodd over at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. But man, how are you going to break so quickly? Because we went long a couple segments ago, and I got to get the clock back right. Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall, Coliseum Boulevard, just off Atlanta Highway. Guys, it's incredible. It's incredible what she offers. Three floors over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 60,000 square feet.
That's big.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. Guys, what does that mean? She's incredible is what she is. That's what it means. She's absolutely incredible what Miss Dodd has going on over there. It's basically a brand new store every day or two. They bring a lot of stuff in and sell a lot of stuff out. So get by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall when you get a chance. Friendly, smiling faces. Chance to hang out. Do a little people watching. You ever people watch?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the greatest pastime ever. They got rocking chairs and coffee. Go people watch if nothing else. And while you're in there, check it out. It's a fantastic, fantastic store. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. We'll be back. More Dave and Barron on the other side.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup.
Cup. Oh yeah, chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup. Chicken
and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ. DQ, happy, tastes good.
One good thing about perennials, they return every year. Another good thing, the Home Depot has varieties, now two for just $10, usually $6.98 a piece. Healthy, happy, and regionally grown, so they're bred to thrive. Let them put down some roots and stay a while in your garden. Come next spring, they'll return the favor, again and again. Today is the day for doing, with perennials, two for just $10, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, selection varies by store.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
again, news and views here. My friends over at Bath Innovations of Alabama, they're on the Eastern Boulevard. You know where Cronier's Jewelry is right there on the Eastern Boulevard? I mean, it's right in that little shopping center. That is where Bath Innovations, Alabama is. It's a really cool, really cool product. Get on their website, bathinnovations.com. Bathinnovations.com, and look at their materials. Look at their products. Especially, if you're in the landlording business or whatever, the acrylic products they have, it's dynamite. I think it's better than tile. You can just wipe it clean. It doesn't hold mildew. It doesn't hold mold. And they don't just slap it up over the other stuff. They take it down to the studs. They remove all the old stuff out of there. They go down, they inspect the wall, make sure the wall's good, and then put the acrylic up over that. It's about a 1 or 2 day process in most cases. They come in, they measure, they talk to you, tell you what you're going to have. You pick out the products, and then they come back a week or two later and put it in. And they're not there. Not like they're there for days or years or months or anything. I mean, it's a day or two. It's absolutely fantastic. Bathinnovations.com, Bath Innovations of Alabama, 271-2723, 271-2723. Ask about the acrylic products. Ask about how easy they are to clean and maintain. If you have a bunch of kids, you don't want to be in there scrubbing tile every 3 or 4 days. If you have a rental property, you don't want to trust someone else to take care of your tile and take care of all that and make sure it doesn't get water damage and mold and mildew and all that. The acrylic makes it very, very, very easy. Just creates basically a perfect seal between the water and the wall. And you don't have to worry about it. Just wipe it clean whenever you get a chance, and you're good to go. BathInnovations.com, Bath Innovations of Alabama on the Eastern Boulevard. Our phone number, by the way, 272-9228, brought to you in part by Bath Innovations. Bath Innovations helps sponsor the phone lines here. So, guys, every which way you cut it, they're good people. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. The Mueller report's about 7 minutes from getting released, and that's all anybody's talking about. I've flipped around the television a little bit. The headline on CNN right now on the Chiron, release of redacted Mueller report is imminent. On MSNBC, redacted Mueller report release imminent. If you go to Fox News, the only difference is it says awaiting remarks from President Trump ahead of release of redacted Mueller report.
Imminent.
Notice what's the common theme among all? It's redacted.
Redacted.
Can't trust this thing. Let me ask you a question.
Even Fox, you know?
Yeah, you call 1,000 people. Fox News is not your friend. You call 1,000 people on the telephone in Alabama, and you ask them the open-ended question.
What does redacted mean?
What does redacted mean?
Oh, man.
Just open-ended question. I want to do that one day. What does redacted mean?
It's a great idea. Get the verbatims.
Yeah. Isn't that a sport?
Well, it's like this word you're not supposed to use for people anymore.
it's not that.
Means he's a little slow learning. Redacted. Most people don't know what it means. Most people in our audience probably do. Our audience is a cut above.
Well, yeah.
The ratings show this.
It's true.
Business owners, people with high income, smart people. Most people in our audience probably know what redacted means. But you go to some hill jack up on Sand Mountain, and you say, what does redacted mean? This is Jim Smith. I'm calling with Smart Polling. Are you the oldest member of the household? What does redacted mean? Did you know the Mueller report had been redacted? The word sounds worse than it is.
Right. Of course it does.
You're telling me Caitlin Collins on CNN right now is from Prattville, Alabama?
Yeah.
How does she get on CNN?
I don't know.
Is she a commie? Terrorist? What is she?
I don't think so, no.
Well, she has to be.
No.
Why is she on CNN?
They asked her to be?
Yeah, but I mean, if she's not a communist, what's she doing on there?
I mean, am I a communist?
No, that's a good point.
And I went on there a bunch.
Yeah, but you were
I was like a special contributor.
A special contributor. She's an employee.
I mean, sometimes you got to go with who does the check cash.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, but I'm wondering why they chose her.
Oh, who knows? I mean,
I guess she's hot and good, well spoken.
Ding, 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 ding.
That sort of makes you. Speaking of CNN and MSNBC, CNN loses nearly 50% of primetime audience. MSNBC down nearly 30% now that the two-year Russian collusion hoax has been completely exposed. They are absolutely hemorrhaging viewers. They, CNN lost a jaw-dropping 47% of its primetime audience, 41% of its total day viewers. MSNBC lost 28% of its total primetime audience and 20% of its total day viewers. Fox lost only 8% of its primetime viewers and only 12% of its total day viewers. This is unbelievable. In the key demo, CNN lost 52% of its day viewers and 58% of its primetime viewers. MSNBC lost 43% of its day viewers and almost half, 48% of its primetime viewers. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. This effort to get Trump. This effort to get Trump is, without a doubt, one of the most scandalous things ever. Where do we go from here? Inspector General Horowitz's report, out soon. Not as soon as the Mueller report, which will be probably released during the top of the hour break. I don't know when we'll get it. Somebody's going to have to scan it in and put it on the internet somewhere.
That'll happen pretty quick.
Yeah, it'll happen quick. I mean, it might be 5 minutes, 8 minutes, something like that.
I don't know if we can wait that long.
Well, we will have to wait that long. We will have to. How about this? We'll come back in at 10:18 and talk about it.
I think that's about right.
DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz has been looking into the FBI's 2016 investigation of the Trump campaign. Is said to have reached some negative conclusions about the Bureau's relationship with Christopher Steele, the author of the Russia dossier. Here's how Politico put it. Several people interviewed by the Inspector General's office over the past year tell Politico that Horowitz's team has been intensely focused on gauging Steele's credibility as a source for the Bureau. One former official left the interview with the impression that the Inspector General's final report, quote, is going to try and deeply undermine Steele, end quote, who spent over two decades working Russia for MI6 before leaving to launch his own corporate intelligence firm. This will be good. The FBI began receiving Steele's Trump-Russia memos directly, but the Bureau cooled on the relationship after learning Steele had described his Trump research campaign research to reporters. So that's it'll be interesting to watch that come out. I wouldn't look for IG Horowitz to reach any conclusions. That's not the role of an inspector general. He identifies facts. Other people reach conclusions. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. Our number 272-9228 if you want. Again, that phone line brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama on the Eastern Boulevard. Check them out, bathinnovations.com. Bathinnovations.com. Guys, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, we'll be back in a minute. Hang tight. When the report comes out, we, like every other news organization, will try to do marvelous work. And we're professionals, Dave. Your headphones say as much.
They do. Professional.